This I believe. Lester B. Granger is the executive director of the National Urban League. He has done much to promote interracial cooperation in communities across the country and to improve the racial policies of the nation's armed forces. A native of Virginia, he was educated at Dartmouth College and New York University. Here are the beliefs and values which guide Lester Granger in his work and life.
Recently, when I was introduced to an audience as a veteran social worker, I was a bit indignant until I remembered that for over 30 years I'd been working at my profession, or craft, depending upon one's opinion of social work, with 20 of those years spent in the service of the National Urban League. This realization set me to wondering why my profession has never palled on me, as has been the case with some of my colleagues, according to their own confession. In finding what I believe is the true answer, I feel that I have armored myself against any future loss of freshness of spirit. It is not that I pin my faith upon either my profession or the agency that I serve, for these are only a means to an end. The end that engages my wholehearted conviction is the unreserved faith that I hold in the importance of what I'm doing. And that faith is in the function and destiny of the human race, as it contributes to the working of God's plan. I can't pretend even to guess at the exact shape of that plan. Only brash presumption would suggest a final meaning for a universal system that has been in the making for hundreds of millions of years and may go on for hundreds of millions of years longer, or be broken off on any unannounced tomorrow. Man, whether the individual or the race, is such an absurdly tiny factor in this immensity of time and space. Important as we believe ourselves to be, and big as our world sometimes seems, we are literally nothing in the myriad of galaxies, the existence of which we are only beginning to realize. Put all of our lifetimes together, and these are less than the merest flicker of breath in a newborn chick that dies as its egg is broken. Why then such faith in man's function? Simply because I have no real reason for my existence. If I lack belief in some universal and logical plan, if I lack faith in God and his purpose, trees must grow and spread their foliage to catch the sun, or they die. Animals must protect their young and perpetuate their kind. In the same way, men must develop those qualities that make us unique in all the world if we are to justify our part in the universal system. And this I believe utterly, without reservation. I've come to believe it partly from the instructions that I received from my parents and partly from my experiences at my work and in dealing with other people. In greatest part, however, I've come to believe in this function and destiny of man because I've had to do so or die spiritually. This fundamental faith, therefore, requires me to believe in the dignity and equality of the human spirit and therefore in a free personality. It naturally follows that I believe in an afterlife, that afterlife which we create for ourselves in handling our responsibilities toward ourselves and others. To me, the afterlife is just as much here on earth, in the future of my community, as it is in what may happen to the spiritual me after my physical death. And I believe also in the reality of evil as a force to be attacked and defeated, not once and for all, but constantly, again and again, every day of my life. So every day is a new challenge for me. Every job assignment is a testing of my mettle, and my profession and my organization become weapons to be used against the enemy, evil, for the defense of tomorrow's community and the dignity and freedom of my fellow man today.
That was Lester B. Granger, who is the executive director of the National Urban League.